Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 10th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, he writes, "Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." You know, I suspect many of us grew up believing that these words were kind of magic words of the Christian faith. Confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead, and all will be well for eternity. Upon that simple statement, for many of us, hung eternal consequences. It answers the question, who is your Lord and what do you believe? As a first century Jew, Paul knew that there were actual lords and kings, and even an emperor in Rome who demanded devotion. You know, also, Paul's concept of salvation was not just otherworldly, but actually had concrete application in this world and this life. How is one saved from anxiety? How is one saved from despair? How is one saved from hurtful sins and bad choices? For Paul, and hopefully for us, the answer was and is following Jesus and trusting in God. Those might be the keys to heaven, but they're also the keys that unlock a profound sense of joy and peace here on earth. Follow Jesus, trust God. That was Paul's solution. Orient your life in the most meaningful and hopeful direction, and your life will come together in ways that are both rich and rewarding. See, Christian faith is not really about saying magic words in just the right way. No. It's about turning your life in the right direction and trusting that God will make sure that life and death and life after death work out just as they should. Let's pray about that. Lord God, we really do want to know, I think, the magic words that will make life come together for us in ways that we've yet to experience. Lord God, we want to live with a deep sense of peace in our heart, free from nagging worries of this life and the great uncertainties of death and the life that is to come. Lord, we do not know the way. We do not always know what to believe. And the more we think about it all, the more unraveled we can become. Lord God, why don't we just leave the worrying to you and focus on the life you've given us to lead? We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.